1939. Britain declares war. The great British public huddle around radios, listening to the news.
This is London.
Watching and waiting and listening. A group of people that no one knows about or has even heard of is also listening. Listening to something quite different. The sound of secrecy.
Bletchley Station! Bletchley Station!
Listen to them all. Clickety-click. All those wheels whirling round, and you're just recording the stops. It's like churning blooming butter on a hot day. Eventually, though, the butter will come, and the messages can be decoded, and lots of lives will be saved.
It might be one of the first people to see and hear.
Yeah. It just literally went down to nothing. It looked awful. And now I'm seeing such a difference.
How long did you keep the secret for?
70 years. I don't know how I did it. Mainly because I never thought of talking about it. But recently I've given a talk. I'm 91 next month.
You won't tell anyone.
Job up. Job up, girls.
That's right, that's the phrase.
At last. Well done. Strip the machine down as fast as you can. You're moving on to the next menu.
Job up, Amy. Prayers answered. We've got the right settings.
Typical bossy woman.
Now, please.
This war has been going on for so long that it seems the natural state of affairs. Peace, when it comes, will take a bit of getting used to.
This is the place where truly great achievements happened. Now, on the 12th of July, 1945, General Eisenhower, Supreme Allied Commander, wrote a letter to my predecessor as the Chief of Secret Intelligence Service, Major General Mingus, in which he asked for his special thanks to be passed to the staff of Bletchley Park. And he explained in the letter how the intelligence from Bletchley Park has been of priceless value to me. It has saved thousands of British and American lives, and it contributed to the speed with which the enemy was routed and eventually forced to surrender. I had that hanging in my office. I was very proud of it hanging in my office. So I wanted to remind you of the role that these people have played.
Bear in mind that I wasn't ever working in a hut. I am still very impressed by the way that they've been renovated, because the atmosphere is there and the sense of the very difficult working conditions.
And I guess it's the same sort of furniture and things like that,
absolutely,
that you would have had where you were.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Tables and chairs, yes, all very basic.
You wouldn't have been allowed in one
of
the huts if
no,
you didn't work
I wasn't,
in there,
because, and that was the maddening thing. I had a friend who worked in here. She was a wren. And I used to wait for her here outside lunchtime. And I was not allowed in, come hell or high water. Especially high water.
Betty, what do you think of what you've seen today?
I'm absolutely amazed. I've had to cast my mind back 73 years. And I do feel very much that all the alterations have given the atmosphere that I remember. And I would suggest that the members of the public are going to get a very true image of how things were.
I've been here on a visit to the newly refurbished Hut 6 and Hut 3, and I think they're superb. They really captured the atmosphere. You walk from room to room in the same dim light that they had to work from. You must remember everybody smoked, and the windows didn't open because it had the blast walls. I think the reproduction of it is nothing short of brilliant. They recapture the period. Everything seems to be of my days in the outfit. So I think all in all, full marks to Bletchley Park.
I'm going round with my student here, who's now the architect.
I know, Janie's helped recreate this.
I've been talking to her about it. I mean, I think it's wonderful that it's here. Last time I was here, it was all derelict.
I think it's a lovely tribute to people like you, isn't it? That much younger generations now understand what conditions you had to work in.
And, yes, and exactly.
The hardships that you had, really.
Exactly. Well, it seems extraordinary when you look at these funny old things, which is us, that we actually did it, doesn't it?
All of you were, you know, one tiny cog in a massive machine. Every single person who was here was part of that machine, and without all of you, we wouldn't be here now.
We were lucky enough to be here at the right time, in the right place. We were able to do what we did because of that. It may be the most important thing that any of us ever done in our lives. We didn't realise it at the time, but we do now.
In Buckinghamshire, offices are closed down, papers burned, machines dismantled. The group of people that no one knows about or has even heard of quietly disperses, unnamed, uncelebrated. But they have won their own war. The Code War. This is Bletchley Park. It happened here.